What is the word, y'all? It's Devontae's Reaper Trainer. Y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And today, we are bringing it back to the roots, man. Kind of like how all this started, the YouTube channel, the podcast, pretty much a little bit of everything. Everything kind of based around and began with fitness. Your body, you know, body health and, you know, mental health and pretty much anything that has to do with your health in general has always been a big thing to me. It's always been a very important part of my life, and I wanted to pass on the knowledge and also give people the motivation just in general, just to, you know, just want to have a better life for themselves. You know, I do a lot of research, and you know, I know I had the one video about the health is wealth, and I cracked a lot of jokes, but to keep it a buck with you, bro, and niggas ain't talking about this, bro, a lot of people die every year from obesity. And let's not even just talk about obesity, just like in general, like the injuries people have, the aches and pains. Like, a lot of us are living subpar lives just because we just don't know enough about nutrition and food. So today I'm gonna drop some gems on y'all. It is the beginning of the year, and I know people, this, I thought this was a good time to drop it, because this is right around the time where, if you know, if you had a New Year's resolution and you didn't stick to it, you would be fizzling out right about now. So maybe this will help keep some of y'all still on y'all grind with that. Or, you know, if you're somebody who's dead serious about really, you know, making a change, you've been staying true, maybe this will help you out on your journey. To begin with, the first thing I'm gonna talk about is y'all need to stop eating bullshit. Like, a big thing now that I see with people is this addiction to processed food. Now, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. You know what I mean? I grew up just like a lot of y'all in you know, poor and had no money. I grew up on oodles and noodles. I grew up on the little Oscar Mayer hot dogs. I don't know if y'all remember them, but back in the day, Oscar Mayer used to have these hot dogs, but with the cheese inside. Them motherfuckers just go crazy. Boy, I used to chop them joints up, throw them on top of the oodles and noodles with like a fucking big ass extra sweet cup of Kool-Aid. The most ghettoest fucking unhealthy meal ever. Probably like a good 3 days worth of fucking sugar in that one meal by itself, and that was normally just my after school, or that'd be like my lunch on like a Saturday or some shit like that, or just dinner. A lot of us grew up like eating that. A lot of people grew up eating ultra processed, essentially human dog food. You know, no real nutritional value. Your body can't break it down properly. And a lot of that, bro, a lot of us don't know that that was fucking our whole bodies up. The way we eat food, the way we break down nutrients and protein and things like that. Now, I'm going to be the first to tell you, bro, I ain't never going to turn my back on oodles and noodles. It was there for me in my darkest days. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not eating no Vienna sausages. If you eat a Vienna sausage, bro, you too deep in them trenches. Too deep. Like, them shits is over with. Like, you bugging. But, you know, I'm never going to fully turn my back. But when I say that, as in, like, I'll eat it on occasion, like once a month or something like that. But you will feel so much better in life. Your skin will look so much better. Your health will be so much better when you eat non-processed whole actual food. I'm talking about lean proteins, nuts, drinking water. You know, essentially, what I would say is for this year, right, make it a point of emphasis to where at least 70%. Of what you eat is a whole food or a natural food. Now, the reason why I said 70% is because I think a lot of people kind of get too carried away with, just cut this out your diet completely. Cut this. Like, I'm not an absolute person when it comes to fitness, bro. I believe that everything is good in moderation. And listen, if in a day's time you ate 15 ounces of lean protein and had 2 servings of vegetables and a serving of fruit, and a good amount of healthy carbs, I don't see anything wrong with you having a bag of chips here and there. I don't see anything wrong with you deciding that maybe, you know, you're gonna throw in a oodles and noodles packet once or twice a week, or, you know, for those of you that like spam, you weirdos, I can't fuck with spam, gang. But I mean, look, for those of you that like spam and things like that, like, if you want to eat some processed food 20, 30% of the time, 15% of the time, I see nothing wrong with that. Because the amount of times you spend eating good food and healthy food, you know, food that's not cooked in, well, I'm going to get to the oils later, but that's going to make such a change in life. Now, the elephant in the room I want to talk about, and I alluded to this earlier, is about the whole thing about being poor. And I now that I've been doing the research on the processed foods, when I go into the comments on YouTube or on TikTok or anything like that, the first thing that comes up, and it'll come up repeatedly, is affordability. I can't afford this, I can't afford that. I'm going to tell you this right now, right? And I'm not making this up. I live in Virginia. Now, Virginia is not a California or New York type of state where it is these astronomical prices for food, or like Hawaii or something like that. But it is a bit of an upper echelon as far as affordability. It's a lot less affordable than a lot of areas in America. And what I am going to tell you is, in most areas, a pack of chicken breast tenderloins is like $10. That can be expensive for some households. And I understand if, as a better alternative, instead of you buying that shit, you will go ahead and buy the Purdue pre-made chicken cutlets, things like that. And I get that. What I will say is, we make time and we make money. We spend money on what we want to in our lives, right? So what I would then turn around and ask you, if you're telling me of all things that you don't have money to feed yourself better quality food, how many subscriptions do you have? You got Hulu, you got Netflix, you got Amazon Prime. How often do you go out? How often do you get food from restaurants? Now, here's the thing. I know people like to make this argument when it comes to going to the gym. And I am an individual who believes that someone who does 100 push-ups, 100 crunches, and runs 3 miles, maybe 3-4 times a week, is going to be a very healthy person. I do believe that. Now, you're going to outgrow some of that. Maybe some things get lower, higher. But I do believe that that would do more for your body than a lot of people give credit for. So I can understand you not going to the gym if you want to opt to just do something like that, just to keep yourself in moderate shape. But your food, bro, to tell me that you don't have time to eat quality food, to me is the same as you saying, you know, I don't have time to live longer, or I don't really want to live longer. Y'all know me, how blunt I am on these podcasts and how real I give you. If you want to eat yourself to death, that is your choice. You have every right in the world to eat yourself to death. What I ask is that when you got diabetes and you got high blood pressure, you have all these things, eat a dick. I don't want to hear nothing about it. Shut up. Sit there and suffer your fat ass in silence. Because you know what? People all the time, all day, is trying to beat it through you motherfuckers' heads about food and how important it is to eat right. So what I'm saying is, if you have the money and the funds to do all this extravagant extra shit and things that's not important, but you don't have the funds to feed yourself and your family properly, you deserve whatever you get. You get it out of life. I don't know if y'all understood the gist of how a lot of my podcast goes and everything like that, but life is not a game. It is not a joke. No one's going to hold your hand. No one's going to give a fuck what happens to you. If you don't want to prioritize your body and yourself and your life, whether it comes to your purpose, and I know this isn't a purpose based video today, but whether it comes to your purpose, to your everyday life, no one's going to help you. No one's going to care about you like you. So what I am saying is that you really got to start, y'all got to start making decisions about what you want out of life. How do you want to live? Now listen, like I said, if you are one of those people, you like, life is too short, I'm going to eat what I want to eat, when I want to eat it, no one can stop me, I don't care. Nah, I'm cool with that, I understand. What I ask is the same thing. When you get sick, when you're not feeling well, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Now, and here's the crazy thing, right? What you'll start to realize is a lot of times when you start eating better, whatever you lost in spending that money on food, you'll get it back in healthcare. Because let me tell you something. Healthcare is expensive. If y'all don't know, I think they said either the number one or the number two thing that makes families go bankrupt in America is healthcare costs. Now, obviously, you know, you got freak accidents and things like that, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that 60% of Americans have a chronic disease. 40% of that 60 has at least two or more. So that means that 60% of Americans are sick. And I think they said like a majority of those chronic illnesses are your, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of the heart disease, a lot of things that come with a really bad nutritional diet, along with some other cancerous things that comes from these processed foods and shit like that. Now, what I will tell y'all is I guarantee you whatever it is that you spend on that pack of chicken or that steak or that ground beef or whatever the case may be. And I also want to say this too. Don't go like don't annihilate yourself with this super top of the top tier quality meats. Listen, all your body is a very durable machine, bro. You don't have to have the best quality number one A1 Wagyu steak and all this other shit. Bro, just get you as long as it has to be cooked and it's raw, real meat. That is it. As long as it's a vegetable that you have to actually cook. Or heat up at the very least. You know, steam. As long as it's a fruit that's an actual fruit that's not in a can or in a bag or in them little plastic cups. No, it's an actual fruit that you have to open up and eat. You know, things like that. As long as it's a carbohydrate that's not drowned in fucking oils and shit. As long as you got that, you are okay. You don't need this crazy, extravagant Terminator, fucking Harry Potter, fucking food, right? You just need something simple, real, and clean. Now, getting into the next part is the oils. Now, like I said, I'm not gonna tell you guys to cut everything out of your diet. Like I said, I'm not an absolute person when it comes to health and fitness. But what I will say, what I do think is very important is I would very much so try to phase out as much as possible seed and vegetable based oils. So vegetable oil, peanut oil, canola oil, get as far away from that as humanly possible because it's just so detrimental to your body. I really don't even have the time, and it'd be hard for me just to keep people engaged enough to tell you everything that's wrong with these fucking types of oils, but it is destroying your body, and it's destroying your metabolism, it's destroying how your body breaks down foods, it's just terrible for you. Stick to olive oils. Really, I would say if it's not coconut oil or olive oil, keep it to a minimum. Best you can. Now, look, I understand olive oil is more expensive, and coconut oil is more expensive. I'm going to say the same shit I said. If you don't want to spend that extra bread, if it's more important to you to buy a fucking a Stanley cup, whatever that cup is called, if it's more important to you to go to Starbucks 3-4 times a week, all I ask is that when you're sick, you shut up about it. Accept it and trust that you made the right decision that was for you, at least at that moment. Now, the next thing I want to talk about with you guys is outside of just the oils is going to be the actual fitness aspect. Now, Like I said, now this I'm a lot more understanding about because the gym is very expensive. I am fortunate enough that I'm still in the military, so I get to go to like military installation gyms, which, funny enough, this is a little sidebar. A lot of people in the military don't use it. I don't know if it's because they just don't want to see their coworkers or whatever it is, or I don't know, but there's a lot of people I know in the military that choose to go pay for a membership when they have gyms on base right next to them. It's the weirdest shit ever to me. I just wasting money. But anyhow, I understand these gyms are expensive, especially now. Like, they got these fucking, these over-the-top, stupid-ass gyms. There was one that was trying to get me to go. I ended up having to go when they shut mine down for, like, painting or something like that. And these motherfuckers is talking about $100 a month, and I'm like, for what? It was like, oh yeah, because we got a pool. I mean, listen, to each his own. Me personally, I don't need all that extra shit, bro. Give me some weights. Give me somewhere I could run, and we groovy. All right, we cool. Give me a little track or something like that. I do not need all this extra stupid shit. I'm not about to be, fuck, I'm not Michael Phelps. You know what I'm saying? If I want to go to the pool, I'll go to a community pool, something like that, and swim there, or do, like, all this extra stupid shit, a basketball court. Like, there's not a bunch of basketball courts all over the fucking city. You don't need that gym to go there. I don't know. Like, it's just a bunch of shit that's just not important to me. So, like, I'm just like, $100 for a membership is ridiculous. So, like I said earlier, if you do decide that you're just going to do a little home workout thing and run, what I would just, you know, advise you to do is just make sure you're doing some type of resistance-based training and try to get around 10,000 steps a day. If you're doing that, you'll be just fine. And it'll play. And again, all of this works in succession with, all this works hand in hand with each other. So when you're doing one, it makes the other easier. When you're eating right, it makes it a lot easier to go train. A lot of people don't know the reason why you don't have the energy to go out and train is because you're eating bullshit. You're not fueling your body with the right amount of ingredients it needs to go out and actually perform high performance tasks. You know, complex movements. It can't do it because you're not giving it the right fuel to do it. Now, the last thing I'm going to speak about on this podcast, and I didn't want to make it too long because I understand this is more of like a, you know, it's probably not as entertaining as I normally am as far as, you know, the talking shit. Liquids, bro. Juices and sodas and shit. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. People aren't going to like this. People aren't going to agree with this. What I'm going to say is, if it's more than 30 calories for a bottle of it, limit it to like twice a week. So if it's not like a buy drink, I don't know if y'all ever had like the little buy juices. They like 10, 15 calories a bottle. They're not that much. They're very refreshing, antioxidants, stuff like that. That's cool. You know, diet drinks. Now, I know diet drinks get a lot of, you know, flack and all that stuff. And it's well deserved. It is very acidic to your body. What I will say is this. Like I said, moderation. So if you're doing 2 Diet Cokes a week, I don't see how you're gonna fucking destroy your body forever. Like, you're fine. Like I said, just keep it to like the 20-15% like range. You know what I'm saying? That includes alcohol, you know. So me personally, I drink about a gallon of water a day. I know that's advantageous for the normal person. Y'all probably not gonna wanna drink that much water. Probably not gonna have the need for it. With the amount that I train, it's very easy for me to do it because like I'm always thirsty because I'm kind of always needing water. So, but you need to limit the juices. I would honestly say like a majority of people, if they switched it to where 80% of what they drink in a day was water, I guarantee you most people lose 10 pounds off the gate. You don't understand how much fucking empty bullshit, literally worthless calories you're getting every day from drinking, and that includes them high ass sugar coffees. Because whenever I bring this up, and like only time I really talk to people about fitness in real life is if they ask me about it. Like, if you have a question for me, and I feel like, you know, I'll answer a question for you, but I normally don't put myself out there to ask it because people don't listen. And you'll ask me a fucking question and argue with me about what the fuck I just said. Why did you ask? Like, I could have just kept it to my fucking self. Like, that should be pissing me off. But, like, now, if, Goddamn, I went on a whole tangent again. I forgot where I was at. But yeah, if you just limit your calories to you know, if you limit your drinks to about maybe 20% of the week is just actual caloric drinks, you will lose so much more weight because it's, you know, people just, you know, soda's been demonized so much that everybody just assumes that if it's not soda, it's still good for you. No, those smoothies are ridiculously high in sugar. Yes, even those fucking freaky, stupid-ass detox smoothies that y'all drink off of fucking Instagram where they mix the fucking the grapes with the broccoli and the oil and the douce and they put it all in a blender and somehow it detoxes the fucking gremlin juice that came from Mars that's in your chest and it just, you know, makes you feel better. Like, all that fucking witchcraft dumb shit. It just, people just sell whatever on the internet. You don't need those goddamn high-ass, super sweet fucking smoothies. You don't need that goddamn super sweet coffee. You could drink it. Listen, if you're going to drink coffee, you got, I say no more than a fucking tablespoon of sugar. I say half a tablespoon, to be honest with you. You don't need that much goddamn sugar, all right? Same thing with the teas, all that shit. The more empty calories you get, the worse off you're going to be because it's going directly to your bloodstream. And it's genuinely unnecessary. There is no benefit at all that you get from drinking those caloric drinks. Nothing. There's nothing good about it. There's nothing that's good for your body with it. I'm not saying to never drink them, but just limit how much you get them. But yeah, I just wanted to drop this, man, give y'all some. I will say this before I get off. I want to tell y'all that I can go in a lot more depth and detail about this, but I want to try to make them as entertaining as possible because one thing I had fell into a issue with when I had the YouTube channel was it was me teaching classes on fucking YouTube, which is very unentertaining. And I feel like if I had approached it with me being myself and being more lively and stuff like that and not trying to lecture people, I probably would have had a lot better traction because there is a lot of entertaining ways to give out information. You just gotta like kind of formulate it the best you can. But yeah, man, it's Devontae's Ruben Training, man. Good luck on your fitness goals this year, man. Stay true to the course. Don't give up. And I'll get up with y'all soon, man. We don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. Be easy.